It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, and it is my favorite time of year. It's the fall, and it is time to do tailgates and hunting camps and all kinds of just fabulous man stuff. It's the fall in Michigan. You're listening to us in Ann Arbor, to Traverse City, and everywhere in between. Get out in the woods. Enjoy your back deck. Fire up that grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Enjoy those parking lots, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time. I went to a little high school football last night, and God, I just love high school football, especially the way the Lions are playing.
Yeah, it's playoff time. The Lions are playing high school football. I missed that connection.
No, I love high school football more because of the way the Lions are playing.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it. No big deal.
Stay with me, baby.
I'm with you now. All right. But, Bob, we had a busy week, both of us. We were both out of town doing a variety of things, and we're going to talk a little bit about the bow season. Fall fishing is still in full swing. Tailgating's happening. You know, it's just fun. Where do you want to start, man? Let's talk about bow camp.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll go there.
I think it is my favorite event for guy stuff in the world. I think I don't know. You know, ever since Alan Bob's hooked me up with that Bowtech, I've been just so anticipating seeing some racks.
Absolutely. Stuck one yet?
I haven't even seen a buck.
Yeah, I know.
Not in my car.
This whole Nat deal has really impacted the West Michigan area. Hopefully, where you guys are, you're seeing more deer than we are over here. Our population has really been thinned out quite a bit with that internal bleeding disease. We talked a little bit about that last week with
Babe Winkleman,
yeah. So, but anyway,
we've lost just right around the Lowell, Ionia area. We've lost somewhere around 4,000 deer.
Yeah, which is not a lot. I mean, we have a very strong herd. We're blessed in Michigan, but it's still an impact. You're not seeing all the deer you used to see.
Absolutely. You wouldn't know it based on the tracks I'm looking for. I'm seeing nothing around my place.
It's, yeah, you know, if you are lucky enough to get one, though, there's a lot of good things you can do with it, and one of them is grill some of that. And, you know, one of the things I like to grill with venison is jerky. And we're going to talk a little bit later in the show about how to make jerky out of your venison. It's one of the popular uses of the meat. Some real challenges there with the leanness of the meat, and you got to make sure not to overcook it and dry it out. And we're going to give you a good recipe for that a little bit later in the show. Bob, you made a whirlwind trip over to Minnesota, and on your way back through, you hit Keweenaw Brewing Company. And we're going to have an interview with you and the brewer up there from Keweenaw. If you've not tried any of this Keweenaw Brewing microbrews, you said they've got two or three of them.
I've got them in my garage. You'll try them this afternoon.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, he was holding off. Now I've guilted him into coming forward. But you said they put them in a copper-colored can, so you should be able to see those at the
very distinct
at the beer store.
Very distinct, very cool-looking can, and I compliment Paul. during the interview, but it's bright. You know, the guys that make these rubs that we love so much, you know, you've seen them all. You met a bunch of these guys in Kansas City. They get it, too. If you see that package and you really want to buy it, that's all you have to do. Because once you try it, if it's a good product, you're hooked.
That's right.
And that's the same thing with these craft beers. Some of them are just silly names. Some of them just make a total bunch of sense. And that's the way these guys are. They're up in Copper Country. And we'll talk about it later. But I think you'll like it.
Yeah, and completely on the other end of the state, our friend Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery is down at the Detroit Beer Fest at the Eastern Market. We're going to check in with him a little bit later in the show as well, and he's going to give us a live update. But there's over 50 breweries down there and over 300 craft brews Saturday from 1 to 6 down there at Eastern Market. I hear it's sold out, but I've been to those before. You can generally find a ticket that somebody will have that they can't use and get you in. Great place to go try microbrews.
I think there's even a baseball game there tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
sounds
there is.
Gonna
be
my
hopping.
Tigers, baby.
Gonna be a bunch of drunks running around the town about 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. You know, and
the guys from the brewing festival too.
Yeah. The San Francisco Giants, you know, the Tigers are a better team than they're showing right now. But the thing that I've seen about the Giants that's really impressive to me is their contact hitters. Man, you know, we got our pitchers are into 100 pitches by the fifth inning. They just keep putting the bat on the ball, and they're wearing out our pitching. I don't think we see that during the regular season. To me, that's what the difference is. When you got to throw 12, 13 pitches per batter to get them out on some of these guys, they're just dropping the bat on the ball. They're not power hitters. I mean, we had the guy hit 3 home runs in the first game, but you know what? He hit 12 all year. So, you know, he happened to hit 3, but so what? I mean, that was a fluke, right? I mean,
we need Danny McClain.
Yeah, we need a few things there. But, you know, I guess I understand, though, it's supposed to be great weather tonight, cold. I think that'll play in our favor because I don't think they play in a lot of cold in San Francisco.
San Francisco's cold every day of the year.
Oh, it's wet, but it's not so cold. But anyway, it's should be a good game. You can get down there, do a little tailgating, maybe some hot toddies or something like that on the back deck, because if you can't get to the game, not many of us are, it's still a good time to...
A flat screen on the deck would be a good thing.
Yeah,
tonight. A little
right.
fire.
Yep, right, exactly.
Yeah.
That is, you know what?
We should go down
do
to Garrett's and see what they've got on sale.
Yeah, but you know what? A bonfire, put the screen, flat screen outside, yeah. Hook it up, watch the game with some buddies. You know, throw some things on the grill, whatever you got. Don't
you got
grill like that squirrel that guy did and burned his apartment complex down. Did you hear about that a couple
yeah.
of weeks ago? What a joke, man. First of all, why would you ever eat a squirrel?
Second, there's a lot of folks like squirrel.
I understand, but it's pretty chewy. I've had it a few times. And second of all, you skin them. You don't burn the hair off them and then cook them with the hair on. Whatever. There's all kinds of guys out
there.
He needs
to listen to the show,
right.
I think.
Yeah, and get a few tips on how to cook squirrel.
Do a squirrel segment one of these times. I think we've done a few already.
Yeah, we do that a lot. We'll get going on a topping squirrel, and we move off. But anyway, talk to me a little bit about your trip on the Badger.
Oh,
Bob, you went across the lake.
I'm telling you, last Sunday I was on the road at 6 in the morning, got to the Badger in Ludington. If you've never been on the Badger, it's just the oldest ferry in Michigan, that and the Spartan. Very cool thing because one's called the Badger, one's called the Spartan. They're scrapping the Spartan for parts, and I hope that's not an omen. But what I wanted to share with everybody is the Badger's in trouble. The EPA is after them because they're a coal burner.
Yeah.
So we got to get behind that and support those boys.
Yeah, I mean, it's been doing that. Just because it burns coal doesn't mean it shouldn't be making trips back and forth across the road. But coming up next on The Grilling Guys, we're going to talk a little bit about Deer Camp's slow-grilled loin, some backstrap there, and a little bit of beer can turkey or chicken. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. It's going to get tastier.
This is The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.